Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doctor Who is one of the most rewatchable TV shows ever. It's been around for so long that there really is an episode for every mood, whether you want something lighthearted and silly or serious and thought-provoking. But no matter the show, one of the biggest joys of rewatching something is noticing those details you might have missed the first or even second time around. From important plot details to fun cameos to throwaway yet brilliant gags, there are so many events happening in those easy-to-miss areas of frame. So set your TARDIS scanners to magnify and let's take a look at some. Once again, I'm Ellie with Who Culture and this is 10 Doctor Who background events you might have missed. Number 10, hand around the elbow, the idiot's lantern. The 10th Doctor really enjoyed throwing out snarky quips at people, and he was really darn good at it too. Take his I'm the Lord of Time retort to Madame de Pompadour's lover in The Girl in the Fireplace. Burns don't get much hotter than that. Another one occurs a few episodes later when the Doctor is being interrogated by two burly police officers in the Idiot's Lantern. When asked by these officers to tell them everything he knows about the recent alien incursion, the Doctor, deliberately misinterpreting the question, hits them with a random piece of knowledge instead, stating you can't wrap your hand around your elbow and make your fingers meet. You're trying it now, aren't you? Well, trust the doc, you've got no chance. Anyway, in the foreground of this scene, the first officer scolds the Doctor for his cheekiness, but in the background, the second officer can be seen attempting this impossible feat, quickly throwing in the towel when he realizes his elbow is just too chunky. The Doctor lies, just not in this case. Number 9. Rory in the corner, the God Complex. Though Rory Williams was a fantastic companion who went from strength to strength as his TARDIS tenure progressed, there were times when he felt like a third wheel to the powerful bond between the 11th Doctor and Amy. On one occasion, he was deemed so unnecessary that he was literally shunted aside and hidden in the corner. In the closing moments of the God Complex, there's a terrific scene where the Doctor is forced to break Amy's faith in him, allowing them to escape the clutches of a rather hungry Minotaur. It's one of the most intimate emotional moments these two characters ever shared, scored to perfection by the maestro Murray Gold. Unsurprisingly, the attention is laser-focused on this interaction, and so you might have missed what happened to Rory in the background. As the scene begins, Rory is stood against the door of the room blocking it. The Minotaur then kicks the door down, and Rory remains attached to it like a frickin' magnet, swinging into the corner of the room just next to the wardrobe. This means that for the entire duration of this touching and heartfelt scene, Rory is silently cowering behind the door, wondering if it's safe to emerge. Nobody acknowledges him, and he doesn't make a sound. And it's actually pretty funny when you realise where he is. Poor Rory. Number 8. Linda's mystery member, Love and Monsters. Switching gears to a background event that also falls into the production goofs category, let's talk about this unusual moment from Series 2's Love and Monsters. For an episode so few people have the desire to rewatch, it's no surprise that this detail slipped under the radar for the vast majority of fans. During the scene where Victor Kennedy introduces himself to Linda, the lights flick on one by one, and as the camera moves slowly towards him, we can see what appears to be a careless crew member caught in the shot, just randomly stood in the background. You'd think anyone who's qualified enough to be working on Doctor Who would know that you shouldn't stand anywhere near the edges of frame, but apparently not, as if we needed any other reasons to poke fun at Love and Monsters. Number 7. Master of Hats, the End of Time. The Master and Crazy Schemes go together like Oreos and milk, and 2009's The End of Time Part 1 saw him enact arguably his most insane plan to date. Not content with one master taking over the world, John Sims' incarnation of the Doctor's oldest foe decided to create billions of masters using human bodies as conduits. This plan was portrayed on screen by having Sim don dozens of different outfits while maniacally laughing his head off. It's a bonkers sequence, and amidst all the lunacy, you might have missed this quick gag happening in the background of a shot. As the camera zooms out on an image of around 20 masters stood in the parking area of a council estate, a master at the bottom of the screen chucks his hat in the air out of glee. This hat lands at the feet of a tracksuit wearing master at the top of the screen, who picks it up, puts it on, and busts out into a jig. Since John Sim wasn't actually in two places at once, this was probably very difficult to pull off, even though it looks relatively simple. A lot of work for a sight gag that most people probably didn't notice. Number 6. Video hides the radio star. Closing time. From John Cleese to McFly to Alan Sugar, Doctor Who doesn't shy away from celebrity cameos. And in fact, it usually places them smack bang in full view of the camera, making it easy for the audience to spot them. In Series 6's closing time, however, a different approach was taken, with a certain celebrity being given a brief background moment rather than an obvious cameo. When the 11th Doctor sends temporary companion Craig Owen to do some investigating, Craig, ever the goofball, completely botches the job, alarming the store attendant with his odd remarks about ladies' wear. Said attendant then calls over George, the security guard, to give Craig a telling off. And in the background, an unnamed extra stops what he's doing and looks up with a completely confused expression on his face. This extra is none other than BBC Radio 1 host Greg James, who's clearly making the most of his limited screen time by absolutely acting his socks off. For those who know him, it makes the whole moment so much more amusing.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Number 5. Mrs. Mockery, World Enough and Time. Even though many Who fans had John Sims' return spoiled for them, the cliffhanger of Series 10's World Enough and Time was a pure stunner. Bill dead and cyber-converted, two masters and the Doctor feeling lost and helpless was a juicy setup for the following week, and thankfully the Doctor Falls ultimately delivered the goods. Back to that cliffhanger though, and the final seconds of the episode. John Sims' master joins forces with Michelle Gomez's Missy, and the pair taunt the Doctor about the genesis of the Cybermen as well as Bill's conversion. Here, Cyber Bill lets out an anguished cry of "I waited for you!" towards the Doctor, and at the same time, Missy proceeds to relish in Bill's terror, letting out a blink-and-you'll-miss-it mocking gasp just before the camera cuts away. It's not exactly in the background, but it is easily missable, as most people will have their eyes on Cyber Bill. Plus, the lighting is dark, and the editing is tight, with Gomez's reaction being cut after only a few frames. There is zero doubt that Gomez totally nailed her portrayal of Missy, and it's little moments like this that make it abundantly clear that she was perfect for the role. Number 4. Ryan Sinclair, Puppet King, Arachnids in the UK. The Chris Chibnall era handles exposition with as much grace as a tap dancing Absorbaloff, and Arachnids in the UK is no exception. Seemingly as uninterested with the clunky spider-centric plot as the rest of us, companion Ryan Sinclair took it upon himself to liven things up with some goofy background antics during one particular scene. When Jade McIntyre and the 13th Doctor are trying to work out what those pesky giant spiders are after, Ryan, blurred out and way in the background, can be seen messing around to pass the time, using a nearby projector to produce shadow puppets with his hands. It's a neat moment that actually makes Ryan feel like an ordinary kid caught up in the Doctor's crazy world. Because, let's face it, who hasn't tried to make shadow puppets when stood next to a powerful light source? Number 3. Miss Foster clocks Donna, Partners in Crime. Partners in Crime contains one of the funniest moments in Doctor Who history, with the 10th Doctor and Donna Noble mouthing a conversation through the windows of an office. Donna's part of this scene was improvised by Catherine Tate, but an element that likely wasn't improvised was this clever background event that, unlike the other moments on this list, you have to listen for, not see. The Doctor Donna's hilarious mime comes to an end when space nanny Miss Foster interrupts them with a sarcastic quip, but she actually notices what the Doctor and Donna are doing way earlier in the scene. In fact, if you listen very closely, you can actually hear the moment when Foster abruptly stops talking to her hostage Penny Carter, indicating that she's clocked the Doctor and Donna's bizarre interaction. This moment occurs about 15 seconds into the scene, when the Doctor mouths, "What the hell are you doing there?" Meaning that, for the rest of it, Foster is just stood there bemused, watching this silent pantomime unfold. It's extremely difficult to notice unless you crank up the volume and really sharpen those ears, but once you do, it somehow makes the scene even better. Number 2. Romans get cyberbuffed. The Pandorica opens. In Series 5 finale, The Pandorica Opens, the Doctor notes that the Romans are the greatest military machine in the history of the universe. But do you know what would make them even stronger? And quite frankly, even cooler? Giving them access to Cyberman weaponry. Brilliantly, that is exactly what happens in this fun background detail in that same episode. During the scene where the Doctor and River Song have a phone call to discuss the true nature of the Roman Legion they've encountered, this is Doctor Who, so of course they are actually robots. A handful of them can be seen over the Doctor's right shoulder, taking turns posing with a huge Cyberman gun. Bless them. They look like a bunch of excited kids on Christmas morning. You go, Romans. Number 1. The Great Dalek Escape, Journey's End. The Daleks have an annoying habit of not dying. Like the Master, they always find a way to survive even when it seems like they're done for. The rascals. Case in point, at the end of Series 4 finale Journey's End, the entire Dalek fleet, including Davros, gets blown to pieces by the Metacrisis Doctor, and yet, in Series 5's Victory of the Daleks, Skaro's most famous inhabitants are doing pretty well for themselves, considering their apparent destruction. We don't need an explanation for how certain Doctor Who villains keep coming back repeatedly, even though they've been definitively thwarted. It's just a quirk of the show that fans have come to expect. However, in this particular case, there is actually an explanation, albeit a very subtle one hidden in the background. In Journey's End, there's an epic wide shot of the Dalek fleet exploding. But if you pay close attention, during this shot you might be able to notice that a lone ship manages to sneak away, flying out of the right-hand side of the frame. This detail was confirmed by then-showrunner Russell T. Davies in a lockdown watch-along of the episode, with the idea being to keep some Daleks alive for use in future episodes. To quote the Metaltron in Series 1, the Daleks must survive.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.